This is episode number 44 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of September 22nd, 2008. Coming up on today's crazy show, coming to you from Anime Weekend Atlanta, distractions, news, guests, cameos, more distractions, questions from Crazy Con Guy, cosplay conversation, new releases, listener email, and oh wait, we didn't have a question of the week. Yeah, that one's coming soon.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 44.
Whoa, 44.
We have a very, very special show for you today. We are coming to you live, from Anime Week in Atlanta. And my name is Chris Ferriccio, and I am with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, people.
And we have very special guests this week. We have Eric Falio. Did I say that right?
Falico. Eric Filio.
Filio.
You're combining Boric Falico and Eric Filio.
Well, I'm trying. I'm doing my best, man.
It's all good.
And, his wife, Vanessa, is also on with us.
Hello.
And
I'm not a dude.
The dude you heard from Vanessa's voice is...
Hello.
That's Z.
Yes.
He's gonna come in and talk about what he's been playing in a little bit. But first, let's talk about everybody else. Eric, why don't you... how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good.
How you like... you had an uneventful trip to Atlanta, I hope.
Yeah, 3-hour drive last night. Not too bad. Not too bad.
Cool.
Yeah.
You enjoying the con so far?
Yeah, yeah. This is our second year here. And got in, like I said, last night. Got here pretty early this morning. Registered pretty quick before the line got too bad. And... scanned the dealer's room a couple times. Been looking at people in their wacky costumes and having a fun
wacky
time.
There's wacky is a good word for it.
There's some really good costumes.
Good costumes so far. Vanessa, how about you? How are you enjoying the con so far?
Going good. It's different since I'm pregnant this year, but
yeah. Oh yes.
I'm having to sit a lot.
Everyone, if you didn't know already, and if you've listened to Sisters in Gaming, Vanessa is one of the four hosts on Sisters in Gaming, and they recently announced that. That they are going to be having a baby. So
yes.
Big congratulations to both of them.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
See you in December.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Oh, thanks.
That was a serious huzzah, too.
Yeah. I felt it.
Jason?
Yeah.
How are you, man?
I'm friggin' tired, dude.
Tired?
Yeah. I'm not used to this, like, get up in the morning and get prepared and shit.
You know, this is big for us.
This is pretty huge.
Yeah. I mean this is the first time. Before, this is the first time we've done a podcast without using Skype.
Oh, my God. This is weird.
This is very weird.
No,
it's like I can see you, and I'm. You know what I'm actually looking for? What I'm waiting for the most right now, mm-hmm. believe it or not, is when we get to the end of the show,
mm-hmm.
and I say all one word, and you proclaim.
I'm actually going to.
Yeah, I am waiting to see your proclamation.
We'll put on a show for
all
the
right,
people.
Cool.
Okay. No, I'm doing good though. You know, I've been busy today shooting like B-roll stuff because we're doing the video podcast tomorrow. And yeah, get some good stuff. We haven't done any interviews so much yet. We'll be doing that tomorrow. But I'm excited for it. Can't wait. So this is cool. We've got like people here.
Yeah,
it's cool meeting.
We've got a lot of people. Yeah. You might need to speak up though, because I'm not sure if they can hear you.
I'm trying to read lips, but
Oh, I'm sorry. I can hear myself like a mofo because I've got
my
volume.
That's one of the things that we talked about before we came in. It's because I have a voice that projects a lot.
Yeah.
And he does.
He's a loud mouth.
So it's like when we're doing the video cast tomorrow, we've got two mics. His is turned like all the way up. Mm-hmm. Mine's turned all the way down.
Nice.
That's why we needed this mixer.
That's right.
Exactly. I'm shy, really.
Well, cool. Why don't we get started?
Let's do it. Sounds
Eric, good. Tell us what's distracting you this week. What are you playing?
Let's see. I finished off Two Human in the past week.
Sweet.
Good game. A lot better than
Liar.
Some of the reviews have said, but...
what class?
Champion.
Okay.
Which was actually pretty tough. I died quite a lot, but I kept getting better as it was going on. I actually made it through the last two bosses of World 4, you know, the giant wolf creature and the last boss without dying, so I was happy with that, but the polarity enemies just destroy me.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
Status effects, can't heal them. What a pain.
You're saying exactly what I've been saying for the past couple weeks.
Strange.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you get the death achievement yet?
No, I don't think I did. What is that for?
If you die 100 times, you get an achievement worth 5 points.
No, didn't get that one. I think it was only about 30 or so.
Okay, I was playing multiplayer with our buddy John, Chibi Knight, on VG Evo.
Yeah.
And as we're playing, he turns around and he says, "Oh, yay." I'm like, "What?" I was like, "I just got the achievement for 100 deaths." I'm like, "Oh, dude."
I'll have to work a little bit harder for that one.
Yeah. Cool. What else you got going?
Tons of Castle Crashers.
Yes.
Always.
Game.
That's a blast. I've played through with the Blue Knight, And after that, you get a what do they call it? The fencing knight, I think it was.
Yeah.
Officially, and then unlock the purple fencing knight. I don't know
Hot
what they're especially called. And of course, I played with Alien Hominid quite a bit.
Oh, cool!
Just testing out a lot of the different characters, seeing their different spells and everything. And
very cool.
I just don't get tired of the game. I can start it over as many times as I want.
I'm with you.
Have a blast. Yep.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Awesome. And then always weekly, I always do this thing with DJ and Confident where we play Smash Brothers Brawl. Like every Thursday on the Wii, we're on there.
This shit's pretty epic.
Two or three hours we go at it. He's made several videos that he's posted on YouTube of our battles. Mm-hmm. And he's been, quote, unquote, training me for the tournament they're actually having here this year. They got a Smash Brothers Brawl one-on-one tournament that
right.
I signed up for a little bit earlier today. So
more on that later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's most of what I've been playing. Oh, wait, no. Forgot one thing. Picked up Dragon Quest IV recently.
Nice.
Oh.
So, talk about it.
I played Dragon Warrior 4 back in the day on the NES. Absolute favorite game at the time. And this one, pretty much the same thing. I mean, it's got the updated graphics. Loads nice and fast. Unlike, you know, that was a problem I had with the remakes of, like, the Final Fantasies on PlayStation. You know, you had those load times. But this one, perfectly smooth. Loads the battles instantly and everything. Because it's on DS.
Right.
And it's great. I played it for about 5 hours now. Finished the first two chapters out of... Well, I think there were five in the original. I think there might be a sixth in this one, I've heard.
Oh, that's cool.
So, but I'm loving it. I still love it.
Here's a question for you. Is it worth $40?
For me? Yeah. If you're into this kind of game or if you've got nostalgia for it, I'd say so. But if you've played any Dragon Warrior game and you're not into that turn-based battling, because it is the kind of dull attack magic, you know, if you want more from it than that, it might not be your thing, but... For me, it was easily worth it.
Yeah, nostalgic.
I'm big on Dragon Warrior and Dragon Quest, so
I
may have to jump on that one.
Yeah.
Cool. Does that wrap up your week?
I think that's about it.
Alright.
Well, Vanessa, let's pass it off to you, Miss Sister in Gaming.
Yeah, actually most of the stuff I've been playing is for upcoming shows, so I can't talk too much in depth about it, but I've been playing Castle Crashers.
Oh, come on, give us a preview.
No.
Give us a preview.
A little bit.
Indies for the win.
No, but I've been playing Castle Crashers, which is very awesome. It's probably my favorite game right now.
Oh, no kidding.
Cool.
And then, let's see, I was playing Spore. I picked that up for the PC, and I tried that out, so I'll be reviewing that on the show as well. And then the one that Eric made me play. Super Stardust HD. So I played that for my very first time.
I had never played that before.
I can't wait to hear about that.
I know. I want to hear. I want to hear what you think about it.
And
yeah, I know you're a big shmup guy.
Oh yeah.
Super Stardust HD is probably one of the best two dual stick shooters out there. So
absolutely.
I was waiting for him to make me play that one for.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of Sisters in Gaming. Hey, we're going to have a segment where you get to pick a game we play. I'm like, yes, finally get to make her play these games she will never play.
So. And the one I have to play for the next show is going to make me so mad.
Yeah, I've already told her, but I guess we'll hold that for her show. So.
Can I request, can you guys pull Crystal on just so I can get her to play a game? Yeah. I would love that.
I think we might could do a guest people and have them participate, so that'd be exciting. Other than that, let's see, I finished up Final Fantasy IV for the DS.
Excellent.
Which I reviewed on the previous show.
Yep.
And then,
is it that much harder than, or did you play, it is that much harder?
Yes, it's very hard than the,
Is it a grind hard, or is it just the game is harder?
It's grind, you gotta grind a lot.
Yeah,
because
I think you told me you had to get up to almost level 80 just to beat the game, whereas before you could beat it at like 40
and
something.
And people are learning spells at like, because Rydia, the summoner, she would learn Meteor in the original like at level 60.
Right.
And I had her at level 70 something, and she still hadn't learned, you know, her most powerful spell yet.
Yeah,
I'm
most
like,
powerful
how much
spell.
Am I supposed to go?
It's quite important for the final boss fight, too.
So. Actually, I beat him without using it, so in this game, but. Yeah, you definitely had to be leveled up to beat some of those. So, yeah, definitely much different than the old SNES version that came out.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I think that... No, I did play... I've been going retro. I pulled out his copy of King's Quest.
Oh, nice!
I finished up the old... Because I never... Like, the first adventure game I really played was Myst, so...
Oh, well, sweet!
You played the Police Quest back in the day.
Yeah, I played Police Quest 3, that's right. I never finished that one, though. Myst was the first one.
But we had the King's Quest collection, and she had read an article by Roberta Williams and just kind of got her interested. So I had the collection, and we just pulled it out and installed it on the old laptop of hers, through the first game. It was pretty sweet.
It was very weird.
Serious nostalgia. Yeah, okay. I was always going back 20 years.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Space Quest back in the day.
I love Space Quest.
Space Quest 4 was like the first computer game I ever played, and I was like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever.
It was definitely different because there wasn't any sort of clues except for like one or two obscure ones. I'm like, what the heck am I supposed to do with this? Eric's like, did you try rubbing it?
Yeah, did you try rubbing it? What?
What?
That's what she said.
Try to give it some love.
Yeah.
Good times.
And that's pretty much it for me.
All right. Z.
All right.
Tell us what you're playing.
Like everyone else said, I am also playing Castle Crashers. Yeah. Oh, I know you beat me to it. That is awesome. What else did they say?
No, I was trying to be in sync with you. Oh, did we get that?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, cool.
Not like the band or anything. But yeah, I'm playing Castle Crashers. I'm loving it. Yeah. What did that say about me, too? I went over to Eric and Vanessa's place, and they had it there. So I played a bit with Eric. I mean, I started out as like a low level one, but still, I love the game. I really miss the old, you know, arcades type brawlers. You know, like what Konami did with like the X-Men, Simpsons, and all that. I really miss those, and I'm glad they brought it back. I mean, that is fantastic. Yeah, and I'm loving every second of it. I'm just playing the Red Knight right now. I haven't gotten too far into it. I beat it already, just leveling it up. I'm about to start on another character, but yeah, it's amazing. If you don't have it, get it. Seriously. Yeah. It's like, what, $15?
We've been saying that for since it came out. It's like, this is the one Xbox Live Arcade title that every Xbox owner needs.
Seriously, because like, I'm not big into the Xbox Arcade. I have no games I've bought for it. I did buy Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, well, everybody bought Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I bought that, and this, but seriously, you got to get it. It's $15. Yep. Seriously, get it. Yeah. Of course, I'm a huge Metal Gear fan, so I'm still playing 4, different levels.
Good for you.
I don't think I'm ever going to get it, but I'm trying to get the Big Boss Emblem, but I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Which one is the Big Boss Emblem?
Big Boss Emblem is you're playing it on, I think that's the highest one you can get if you're playing it on Big Boss.
Fucking the hardest?
Exactly. Don't get spotted, nothing. No one can even see you. Fart, you know. Yeah. It's impossible. Yeah. To me, it is. I mean, someone out there's done it. Probably Same Korean. Boss. But yes, he does. Wow. He throws up. But yeah. No, I've been playing that. And another game that's... I got Rock Band 2. I got to get my rhythm games. And another one that I have found that is a guilty pleasure, Typing of the Dead.
Oh, cool.
I got it off of eBay. Yeah. And it, I don't know. I suck at typing, but I love the game.
You're going to get better because of
that. Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. I can get the It zombies and the Do zombies
that's
and the
awesome.
Four zombies.
Someone just pulled out an obscure Dreamcast game on our fucking podcast. Yeah. That's awesome.
And then Mavis Beacon zombie comes towards you.
Suffer like better. Cheated. Yeah. No, but get it. It's something different that you probably won't see, you know, ever again. I don't know. It's something that they really need to, you know, expand on, I guess. And get it just so you can, get to the opening title screen, because I'm not sure who they got to do the voice acting for it, but whoever says the Typing of the Dead at the beginning can't talk. You go, the Typing of the Beer. Yeah. And we're like, what?
Did typing of dead? The Beer. Yeah,
the Typing of the Beer. So we just replay that over and over, but it's fantastic. Check it out.
The Gracial Fortress.
Yeah.
The Omega 5 for you.
Classic, though. But yeah, that's about it, I think, as of now. Oh, I also picked up TFU, Force Unleashed.
Awesome.
It's good. It's really good for the big Star Wars fans, but it's glitchy as anything.
Yeah. Is it?
It is. I mean, it's not like it's going to freeze on you or the frame rate drops,
right?
But you've got poor hit detection, poor targeting system. It's fun, you know, because, you know, it shows, like, I guess it's supposed to be like the Force Unleashed, I guess. You know, it's the Force, you know, blown shit up and stuff.
Right.
But it's just, it could have spent a lot more time. The Euphoria engine, it's really good for it. Mm-hmm. The whole new AI system and everything. It's fun to mess around with, but I wouldn't invest too much time and money into it.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah,
that's what I was afraid of. I'm still going to end up buying it, though, man.
Give it a shot.
You have to understand that the last Star Wars game that I played that I really liked was Jedi Power Battles. And nobody liked that fucking game. I loved that game.
I sucked at it. I would fall off pits nonstop. I was like, man, your Jedi's retarded. He's got like a short saber, you know? I don't know.
A short saber?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what she said.
Oh! Do a lap. All right.
My biggest thing was like, oh my god, Mace Windu can throw his lightsaber and it comes back. It's awesome.
You're no fools, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Can you hand me my lightsaber? So what is this badass motherfucker on? Very cool.
No, man, but it's not bad.
What system are you playing it on?
PS3.
Okay, cool.
PS3, so yeah. I don't know. I like the PS3 and all, but I stick primarily with 360 for some reason.
Do
I'm
you
not
really?
A fanboy,
Good.
But...
Hey, you know, it's cool.
I don't know. I just feel comfortable with control, and I am achievement whore.
Yeah.
Like, anything. If it's something like... If it's
how big is your e-penis?
I think it was like
about 11,000.
You don't ask a person
not,
that, Chris.
It's not
that's
bad,
just
but
naughty. Save that for later.
Whoa.
Late nights.
Yeah, but we know his works.
Oh! Oh,
dude.
You saying that because I'm Chinese?
Oh.
Is that it? Is there a racial tension going on here? Should I go back to the rice fields? All right,
he said that.
I'm Asian, by the way.
No, he's
exactly.
Not.
I'll stroke it. Oh, that's what she said. Oh,
we are so derailed. I need another drink.
Kicked off the air.
Camera woman.
Another one.
Hey, can you put a couple more drinks on our tab?
Start a tab.
Okay.
More drinks. Geez. Newcastle Captain and Diet Coke because, you
Lisa,
know, I'm watching
you
the
mind?
Figure.
Yeah.
Fruit Castle?
And we're totally keeping
Captain
this in on the podcast.
Is that no, yeah.
Nice.
While we're adding to it, yeah, my inner thigh itches.
Okay.
I'm enjoying a wonderful Sprite with some ice in it. It's delicious.
That looks
we'll describe
yummy.
Everything
Sprite on the rocks.
On the rocks.
That's right. Cool. All right. Well,
good.
That wrap up your week?
That's it. That's my week.
Not bad.
Take it away, Jason.
God, man, you guys dwarfed me. This sucks because I've had, like, you know, 5 minutes to play games. So I did download the Life with PlayStation. Check that out for about 5 minutes. I'm done.
What is it?
Life with PlayStation. It's actually, well, it's an HD globe spinning. That's one big draw, I guess. You can also see, you know, some news headlines from your area. You can choose different cities across the U.S.
Kind of cool. It's
kinda,
like the Wii News, but on crack.
Yes, yes.
HD crack.
It's more like Wii News covered in Vaseline.
Ah.
I guess. So it's all shiny and stuff and real pretty. And, you know, that's it, though. You can listen to your own music, thankfully, I guess. I don't know.
That works.
Yeah. So
you're folding at home while you're doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
That's true. So
can,
that's something
can you actually
you can
fold
do.
At home while you're on
Well, it's the same program now.
Any of you guys do that? Either. Fold at home?
Yeah, it actually takes over
that,
folding
fold
at home.
I don't because the PlayStation takes so much power to
it
run.
Does. It'll burn out. That's
and true. Honestly, I would have to. I have my systems in an entertainment unit that has a door that swings open.
Ooh.
So whenever I'm playing a game, I keep the doors open.
It's like a space
and,
heater in there.
So I would have to leave the thing running all the time and keep the door open. And it's not aesthetically pleasing.
Do you just have no choice, I guess, at that? But you have to have yours in an entertainment system because that's like at least with the 360. That is like one of the worst things I guess you could do with it.
It's, no,
like
it's well ventilated.
Okay, good.
Yeah, don't
good,
get me wrong.
Okay.
It's very
I'm
well
sure,
ventilated.
Like,
actually, okay.
You don't seem like the kind of guy who would be like, I'm just going to stick this here because I don't know any better. And I was like,
no, I definitely know
this.
Better.
Yeah,
but,
that's exactly how you sound too.
I don't mean to derail this, but...
I was kidding. I was being sarcastic.
We have a new host.
No, you have to understand. I have this target on my forehead. Him and Jeff take advantage of it all. No. Jeff, you know, the bastard that didn't show up. They take advantage of it all the time.
I do that to everybody. Like, I'll mock my mom. That was like, you know, like she'll, when I was a kid, she's like, go to bed. Like, you go to bed, because that's exactly how you sound. So, yeah.
What? That made no sense
You're
whatsoever.
Right for the pride
okay.
has been
I know I'm
going to
derail this, but this is how much of a geek I am. I'm actually going to actually drill holes in my entertainment unit.
Yeah.
Put PC fans in
oh,
it.
Oh, gosh. I've
like,
seen some... I've
yeah.
seen
no
some
shit.
Mods that are
like,
cool like
yeah,
that.
And put filters so
that
it
works.
Keeps all the
yeah.
dust out
yeah.
and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Put rubber feet on the bottom, because like, I think the 360, if you have it like face down,
it
bends through
the
bottom.
Too.
So just put like rubber, like inch high rubber feet on the bottom, and that yeah. helps tremendously.
There
so.
You go.
Well, my first one lasted a year and
wow.
9 months.
Am I the only one who has not had to turn in a 360?
I
no. Because our, yeah, Eric and actually Jeff, our Canadian host.
They should seriously make that an achievement. Red ring of death.
0 points.
Zero.
No, actually,
that should
no
be
red
achievement.
Ring for 2 years.
Yeah,
100
it,
points.
Yeah.
Points.
Exactly
yeah.
2 years, right. Exactly 2
exactly
years after
two
your
years.
First achievement, you get another one.
You should get another one.
100 points. Yes.
I love no that noise,
your system
by the
didn't
way.
Fuck up.
Well, because you have one from launch, too. Don't
I got
you?
One from launch, yeah. Yeah, we both got them around the same time.
We've totally nice. Derailed this show.
Okay,
what
you were
show?
We talking about
life. I think Jason was talking about
know,
life for PlayStation, and all of a sudden we're at Red Ring from Death. So.
I'm over
what
the
about
life
my mother?
Of PlayStation. What else? So,
on
I know, yeah.
I went out and I bought Burnout Paradise just because really? Of the bikes.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't tried that yet because I have Paradise.
I got a few minutes in, and it's pretty cool. The
are
one
you
going to
crash like hell?
I have already crashed like hell.
I already suck at Paradise.
What sucks is that I can't boost like hell. There's no boost for the bikes
really?
Whatsoever.
Really?
Just because
work?
They go fast. So fast.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But does everything turn into like lines as you're driving?
I haven't gotten that yet. Okay. Of course, I usually crash a couple seconds in. So, but no.
Because it looked like you start back with the bikes that are like low level, kind of like starting off with the beginner cars. So
yeah,
I
exactly.
guess you start off pretty slow again and have to work your way back to...
Mine has training wheels on it.
Yeah. Get a bell and everything.
But it's super fun and they're super agile. I love spinning in donuts and stuff, and nice. it's just a slick game and it's fun and I love it. You can just pop it in and just play for a while and do a couple races and beat a couple challenges.
Yeah.
So
great game.
Yeah, it's cool. So,
but I still only have my B license.
That's about it.
I played it for like a couple days and it was one of those things where I just can't get used to the fact that it's one of those open world things.
Yeah,
it's like
I miss
for the
turns.
People.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like I'll be driving and it's like, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're supposed to turn back there. I'm like, whoops.
Yeah.
You know, shit.
let me just try.
Let me just you know do an e-brake U-turn and yeah. You know. How much did you get the game for?
Actually through Gamefly, so about $15.
Nice.
Yeah,
that is a
$15. Okay,
that was with a couple coupons and discounts.
Either way, man.
Still, that's a great deal.
Especially with all the stuff that they put out for free on that game.
And there's still more coming, isn't there?
I think
they're
adding
another island.
Criterion
still.
Is
really?
Just kicking ass with
free
content.
They have the
community features, and you know they're doing a podcast and a video cast and stuff. And so you can tell that they're really like devoted to this. I think they actually said that they're going to do like 12 months of free content.
Yeah,
so.
That's awesome.
Criterion is freaking amazing.
Good on them.
Cool. What else you got?
That's it, man. Seriously, the rest has been just spent preparing for this moment today.
All your
and
life.
Now. That's really it. I suck.
Crystal.
Sorry, I got a phone call and I'm not going to answer it right now. So,
Chris, how about you?
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about the same stuff that everyone else talked about. So,
all right.
I've been playing Too Human as well. I have now. I got that achievement that says that you got to level 10 with every class.
Oh, nice!
Wow.
So I got to try every class out, and I was using a Berserker at first. And you think you died a lot?
Yeah.
The Berserker's like, if he sneezes, he dies. It's like, what's that smell? Oh, I'm dead. So now I'm using a bioengineer and.
I hear a lot of people say that's nice because you can actually heal yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. I've actually gone through the entire single player game that I've been playing so far. I haven't died once.
Nice.
I've gone through the first three chapters and I haven't died.
That's awesome.
I've died in multiplayer. Actually, I was playing with Chibi Knight one night and all of a sudden I was like, I had full health and all of a sudden I was dead. And Chibi Knight goes to me and goes, what the fuck just happened? It's like, I don't know. I just died all of a sudden. I was really hoping to get that achievement later, you know? And so, yeah, I didn't get the achievement, but he did. He was using a Defender.
One quick question about Too Human. How is that? Is it the kind of game that anybody can get into, or is it more of a niche game?
Well, it really depends.
Niche game.
It's
yeah.
not.
Niche game, yeah.
That's what the reviews
I think
said.
It's a niche game.
That's what all
if,
the reviews, they,
if you're into, like, the traditional dungeon crawler type games, then you would probably like this. But the problem is that, there are a lot of issues. There are a lot of, in my opinion, there were a lot of bad design decisions. And like what Eric was saying, if you get, there's status effects that pop up.
Yeah.
It's like you get poisoned, you get set on fire.
All the time.
And you can't heal that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and they do quite a bit of damage for quite a bit of time. And especially if you're using a Berserker who has like the lowest life value.
Yeah.
I was poisoned and seriously it took like half my fucking life because I was
poisoned. The next 30 seconds you're just watching as your life slowly drains out of you.
Yeah, and it's like, this is awesome. I hope I can find some health orbs. And there's no healing items or anything.
Yeah.
But the loot system is freaking fantastic.
That's what a lot of
I mean,
people
you find
up about
so
it.
Much crap. I've now found like, I haven't found one of those elite sets yet, but I have found two complete sets of armor. And if you actually find complete sets, you do look like a badass.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Damn. Oh, man.
Because the stuff that I saw was, like, neon-colored as far as, like, the shoulder pads and the knee pads. And I'm like,
well, you know, they also have, like, spray paint.
It's like Big Trouble in Little China all over again.
Little things are pretty cool.
Yeah. But it's, like, actually in the very first stage, if you find every secret challenge area, you get this dragon armor.
Yeah, level 8 dragon force or something.
Exactly. It's a level 8 armor, and it's all of it's purple, I think, the purple rarity level. And it's different for every class.
Oh.
So every I actually have two characters because I basically went through the first chapter with every class. Yeah. I have two characters that have the complete set, and they look entirely different. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Huh. That man is devoted. You said
all of them. You know, I've bitched about this game for the past like 3 weeks, yeah. but I can't stop playing it. It's fucking weird. It's that dungeon crawler thing. Yeah. You know, it's very addicting. The looting is very addicting.
See, the sad thing is I still have not played this in multiplayer, so I'm going to have to get on with y'all. Oh,
really? Dude, yeah. you definitely should. It's a whole new world. It really is.
I was wondering about that. When you do online, like, are you playing with two Baldurs?
Yeah. Like, yeah, two Baldurs. So but there's no cutscenes. All the cutscenes are cut out. But the great thing is that all of your bonuses get transferred to the other character.
Cool.
So, like, that's nice. The way it works is, like me and Chibi Knight, we were running, I was running my bioengineer, and he was running a defender. So because of that, he got my regenerative abilities. Like, a bioengineer actually gains hit points back over time.
Oh, nice.
So his defender got that. And then, like, whenever I used one of my healing techniques, it automatically hit him. Whenever he used, like, his immunity to status effects techniques, it transferred over to me.
Wow.
I mean, it's the game is harder that way because they throw, like, double the enemies at you. But it is much more fun. So, if you ever see me online playing it, man, just, you know, send me an invite.
Sure thing.
But, yeah, so I'm still enjoying it. But most of my time this week was spent on Castle Crashers.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I freaking love that game. I'm with you, Z. I played the Red Knight first. And, I mean, his lightning is devastating.
That helps the giant, the larger enemy.
The larger, the ones, the beefy guys.
Because
you just sit there and you just go, and they just, they're just like.
It's like 16, 16, 16.
Yeah, and they're just like getting points taken away like crazy. So I've beaten him with the Red Knight, I've beaten him with the Orange Knight, and now I'm going through it with the
Orange
Fire
Knight.
Demons. Yeah, the Orange Knight's pretty cool.
Love the Orange
there
Knight.
There is one thing that I noticed that really bugs the hell out of me. It's like when you get to the lava world, and you have the Fire Demons that you're facing. Fire Demons do like 50-something damage with fire
spells.
Fire spells against the Fire Knight.
Really?
And you do like two against them.
Work?
And then if you go back with the Fire Demon, same thing. Your Fire Demon gets like 50-something damage from their fire attacks, and they get two. It's like,
is this
what's
just
that
like
about,
man? Is this just on like the normal setting? Or
yeah,
is this
normal setting.
God, we're right at Lava World on Insane, right?
Yeah, we're working through Insane.
Dude.
That is...
Have you tried that yet?
I've tried like the first like two levels.
Yeah. Okay, we got
you have to play it with another person.
Yeah, you need more than two because we got to Lava World with two people, and when enemies are hitting 300 on you,
300.
You don't with max defense and plus.
I saw that you mentioned that on the forums.
You've got no chance. So I think you have to have three or four people to have any chance of making.
Yeah, but if you have three or four people, they throw more enemies at you anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, but still. You got more chances to resurrect. Is the thing.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because when you're swarmed with enemies, you've got to be able to. Bring someone back.
I kind of like that.
The auto potion, but you have to remember if you're the only one still
left,
alive,
you got to do your own.
Yeah.
Do
right.
Dude, that online patch can't come soon enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Let's see what else have I been playing. Last week I talked about someone had asked me about Dungeon Explorer for the PSP.
Oh, yeah.
And I suggested that they get Dungeon Siege. Well, I took my own advice, and I went out and I got Dungeon Siege.
The original on PC?
No, the PSP version.
PSP version,
because we were talking about PSP dungeon crawlers.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely is the best dungeon crawler that I've played on the system.
Good to know.
But Jeff is definitely right. The load times suck ass.
Oh,
It's I'm running the 2000, so they're probably better for me, which is still fucking scary.
Yeah.
It usually takes the good thing is that it only loads between areas, and the areas are really large.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
The load times are they're pushing 20 seconds, 20
Ouch.
30 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's pretty harsh. The only fault that I've found with the game so far, as far as like dungeon crawlers go.
Mm-hmm.
Loot up the ass, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and you get into dungeons and you're getting loot like crazy and your inventory fills up and you want to go and you want to sell stuff. Well, they have the scrolls that send you back to town.
Wayward scrolls.
Which most good dungeon crawlers do.
Yep.
So you use that and you go back to town and it's like, all right, cool. Well, I'm gonna use it and it stays open and you go back to the dungeon.
Yeah.
It doesn't put you in the same spot you were in the dungeon.
What?
That's
it sticks
wrong.
You at the beginning of the fucking dungeon.
No.
Holy crap!
I was like, dude, that makes this item like fucking useless at this point.
Yeah.
So that's really the only gripe I have with the game. But the
I'm
combat's
right
fun.
Now. Shit, that affects me deeply. That's
that was a tear.
Yeah,
that was a
it
tear
is.
From the corner of his eye. Right.
Yeah. No, seriously, it's a major flaw for a dungeon crawler. It's like. You need to, even back to the original PSO, which was a dungeon crawler, you had telepipes and they
You know what? Fuck this game. You need to get dungeon runners and you need to get the bling gnome. The Bling Gnome actually acts as like a roaming store. It follows behind you like a pet, and then you can just sell shit to it.
Well, you know, I did get into Dungeon Runners for quite a while.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I'm willing to go back.
Are you still playing it?
Kind of, sort of,
on and
off.
If you're still playing it, then, you know, I'll jump on.
Everyone play DungeonRunners.com.
It's free.
Get it.
Unless you get good loot, and then you have to pay $5 a month.
That's nothing. Come on.
Yeah.
It is a fun game, though.
It's really fun. But, yeah, that's it. I mean, Dungeon Siege is it's a great game, except for that one flaw.
I'm done with it already. I've never played it.
game. Yeah, that's it. Cool. Anybody remember anything they missed before?
No.
Well, we're gonna jump right into news. We're gonna try and get through this real quick.
That's our transition music.
Was that like one note of Katamari Damacy?
So we're gonna start out. Oh, I didn't put this in a good order to transition as good as Jeff does. So I'm not even gonna pretend to be as good as Jeff at that. But
no one could possibly be as good as
Jeff.
Jeff
is freaking awesome. He's awesome. Okay.
And speaking of video games,
yes, so you guys like your games and
your video games.
Yeah,
actually said that once on the show for a transition. I was like, we actually started laughing for like 2 minutes straight. We couldn't stop. All right, so Little Big Planet is coming out soon.
Oh yes,
and everybody is excited about Little Big Planet.
I just recently got excited about this one.
Yeah,
I saw the Soxzilla video, and I'm like, okay, all right, I'm fucking sold.
Yeah,
I'm all about this now.
Well, they announced that it's coming out on October 21st, right?
Cool.
So they also announced something else, and they said that you need to be safe when you're in the space levels.
Well, that's true.
So they're launching it, and they're going to give you a free downloadable space suit.
Awesome.
For your sack boy.
Nice. That way
awesome.
Your sack boy can breathe in space.
That's right. they actually, if you go to Kotaku, and I'll try and remember to put this the link on the show notes, but Kotaku has a little picture of it. It's pretty freaking cool.
It is really cool.
So yeah, that's just a quick note that they're doing that. That's great downloadable content. Let's see what else we
Thank
got in
you,
the
Media
news.
Molecule.
We've got Mega Man 9 coming out soon.
Yes.
And it's Return to the Classic, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's returning to 8-bit.
All retro graphics and feel.
And let's go into this news story with how we talked about this before the show.
Oh, okay.
When I said, hey, Eric, are you excited about Mega Man 9?
Absolutely. Especially that press kit they've got. I love that. I want it.
Really? You want it?
Yes.
Well, apparently Capcom's making it available for purchase on their website.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's something that they're going to be doing. They're saying it's going to be very rare and in very limited quantities.
Oh no, really?
But, go figure.
Oh, fucking it.
Damn you, Capcom!
In like minutes. I'm not going to get a shot.
Shaky fist.
I actually got
Damn.
The...
How are you supposed to get it?
Speaking of hard to get, I did get the Collector's Edition pre-ordered for Wrath of Lich King, so I'm happy about
cool.
that.
Oh, cool. I'm trying to sell my beta key online. They won't let me.
Really?
Seriously, I keep trying to set up a seller's account on eBay, and they keep telling me technical difficulties, and I'm doing the air quotes... nobody can hear that, but
they're very enthusiastic air quotes at that.
Yeah, friend of ours sold
friend of ours did
for like
$115.
I'm like shooting for like $200.
Jeez.
What the hell?
Yeah, how do you sell a beta key for $115? It's crazy.
I was sitting on eBay and I was watching these things come in. One started for $150, and then 10 minutes later it was gone. Somebody bought it.
Nice. Holy
so
crap!
They're flying.
People love their WoW, man.
Yeah.
I mean, do they understand that? When the beta's over, they're going to lose their character?
I don't know what you're talking about, Chris.
They don't care.
No, you don't. Get to keep your character forever. Buy my auction.
Lies!
What?
What, they'll turn off the WoW servers one day?
Yeah. but yeah, so that's going to be the Mega Man 9 press kit's going to be available on Capcom's website, and hopefully awesome. I'll be able to get my hands on it. I've been on the
really
fence
cool.
with Mega Man 9 the whole time.
That pushed me over.
It does. It pushed me over quite a bit.
So hopefully the page will load when you try to go buy it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's... Spore came out recently. Vanessa said that she's been playing it.
Yes.
Cool.
And she's going to talk about it on Sisters in Gaming.
.com.
You should definitely listen to that podcast.
.com.
It's four hot chicks talking about games. I mean, how do you beat that?
Five hot chicks.
How about four hot chicks and Eric? Because that's what the first episode was.
Sounds like a bad TV show.
Four hot chicks and Eric. What will he do next?
He's
wearing their underwear.
On his head.
ABC, please call it.
Yeah. Well, Spore has been getting lots of wrath from users about really? The DRM.
Yeah, that whole Amazon debacle just
that
those
was crazy.
Amazon insane. Kids are like barracudas.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
They had what's their the review rating like 1.5 stars?
Yeah, because
they
have 2,600 one star reviews or something.
Yeah, because they had like over 2,000.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's kind of a debacle too because like they got rid of some of those negative reviews because they didn't think that they were constructive or something. So yeah, that's when it kind of bumped back up. Which is good.
The reviews should be about the product, not the DRM on the product. Well, I guess that's part of the product, but still.
Well, that's what some people argue, but there's some people who, once they saw that there was DRM, they didn't ever buy the game. They would just respond in review and be like, oh, well, I'm not buying this now, one star.
And that, yeah, that's
I'd understand
that's
if you had bought it, tried to install it on all 17 of your computers in your house, and you had a problem with it. Then
and you had to call EA 14 times to get it in.
Yeah, that might be a pain in the ass, I guess. But.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But still, I mean, there's people who were given honest, you know, who probably aren't aware of the DRM, and they were giving reviews, and all these people were voting it all unhelpful, you know, and things like, it got a little carried away, I thought.
Yeah.
I can understand.
If someone's saying the game, they enjoy the game, then why are you nagging their review down when it's an honest opinion?
Because they would comment back to the reviews and be like, you didn't mention the DRM. And it's like, do they have to?
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, this is what I think of the game.
Yeah.
Why, you know, it's not my fault that you wanted to fuck over the game because you don't like the DRM.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the DRM on this game is you can install it on 3 different systems. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
three different
right.
systems. Yep. After that, you have to call EA and tell them why you want to install it on another system.
Yeah. I mean, it does sound like really weird DRM
it is weird, but... It's like you can only have one online account and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they loosened it up a little bit.
That's well, good.
You
good.
Can now install it on 5 computers.
Huh.
Woo! Oh, then you have to call EA.
I'm sold.
And, thank goodness.
I'm sorry. I'm just never going to understand who would actually want to install it on that many computers.
You have your PC. This is the argument. Because I was researching this Firebox 4. You have your desktop.
Do.
You have your laptop. What if you go to your... friend's house or something and want to install it or something
or
like
your parents'
that.
House.
Your parents'
right.
house.
Oh wait, you're already in your parents' basement.
When you change
mattress that's it and a table.
When you upgrade your graphics card that uses up one of your things and whatnot. So
does it really?
That's what some people have been
saying. Yeah, some depending on when you make hardware changes, some of them will cause
to
re, you know, because
so
it scans your system.
Like it's a new
I could see where that would be kind of shitty. Because especially considering how, if you want to be one of those people that has top of the line stuff all the time, and there's a new video card coming out every 3 days, you know, you'd probably upgrade your video card once or twice a year.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, the thing is, not everyone, I can understand for people who that would be a problem with, but not everyone goes out and buys a new computer, upgrades it constantly every, you know, year, but... Definitely could be a problem.
They push it up to 5. Hopefully they're just going to, you know, the DRM's pretty harsh on this game. Maybe they'll loosen it up some more, but, you know, we'll see.
I hate that DRM shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is good news. Actually, it's good news for UK gamers.
Uh-oh.
For a change, we have good news for UK gamers.
What?
How about that shit?
Rock Band's finally coming out?
Sorry.
No, they're skipping the first one and going straight to the second one. They might as well at this point.
Yeah.
Well,
they
could just get
the first one
onto
second one. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, this one's coming from Activision UK, and they're talking about the bundle that comes with a guitar, drums, and a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pre-order the bundle, you get a free guitar out of it.
It
is going for £150, which is about $300 American.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's pricier than what we're getting over
that's
here.
Normal.
But
for them,
still, I mean, that's a big, you know, they're throwing them a bone on that one.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we understand it's overpriced, so here's free guitar.
Well, at least it's something.
Yeah, I would love to see.
Yeah.
I mean, that would actually probably sell me on going out and getting rid of my Rock Band stuff and getting all new Guitar Hero stuff if they did that here.
That dude's at the wrong convention. He's wearing a Star Trek outfit.
Wow.
Dude, this is Awa anime.
Well, I did see, like, the guy from Saw earlier, and...
Oh, my God,
we've
really?
Seen a Harley Quinn.
Yeah, the leftover from like, Dragon Con.
Yeah. Like, I didn't get my costume.
They haven't washed their costume in 3 months since Dragon Con.
And they're still wearing it. Mom wants them to change, but he's like, no. Until you make me some damn bagel bites, no. Mom, where's my bagel bites?
Get this guy. I like him. He's cool, man.
I'm a geek, so.
He wanted to go to Walmart with me one day in college.
That's how we met him.
That's seriously how we met him.
No shit.
The road, I was sitting on a bench. And I was like,
well,
where are you
I
going?
Know his brother.
And I was like, where are you going? She's like, I'm going to Walmart. Yeah, that's how she sounds, too. I was like, well, can I come? I was like, okay. So So we met at Walmart.
Dude, crazy Asian stalker.
Yeah, you get a phone call from me, and I'm just breathing, and you hear the toilet flush. Yeah, that's creepy right there. Not like I've ever done that or anything.
No.
Oh, check please. Yeah. Time to go. All right, some other things to go through real quick. They announced that Mirror's Edge coming out on November 11th.
Sweet.
Oh, cool.
That's a big news.
The demo is next week, I think.
What?
For real?
I heard the demo is next week.
Dude, I am so looking forward to this game.
Where'd you find that out?
Online?
This podcast is going to be delayed by about a week or so.
VGEvo.com?
Maybe you should go register there.
You calling someone out?
Yeah.
Yes, I think he's calling you out.
Whatever.
Oh, damn. She posts her podcast on VG Evo, bitch.
Oh.
See?
Doing that.
You need to participate.
We're a family. We stick together. We defend each other.
Hell yeah.
don't be messing with Vanessa. All
right.
Yeah.
If Eric doesn't come after you, I will. But I think Eric's got it covered. So
I know.
Let's see what else. We were talking about Castle Crashers quite a bit.
Hell
yep.
Yeah.
Once
it should probably be known that Castle Crashers hit huge on Xbox Live Arcade. Oh. And sold quarter of a million copies.
Awesome.
250,000.
It needs to sell another few million before I'm happy.
I'm going to put this out there. I want you guys to tell me if you agree or disagree. Castle Crashers. Best beat-em-up game since Guardian Heroes on the Saturn.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Since Guardian Heroes.
I completely agree.
Did you play Guardian Heroes?
No. Castle Crashers is the best one.
Just say yes.
That's pretty much the best beat-em-up I've played since the Simpsons arcade game.
Thank
I'll
you.
Give you that.
Good. Good.
Okay. I'll be honest, I didn't play that one. So
really?
What?
Oh, you
see?
Okay, well, we're even now.
Yeah, okay.
I missed Guardian Heroes, you missed The Simpsons.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Guardian Heroes is awesome. One. All right, well. let's see.
You suck.
Tatsunoko, is that right?
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Tatsunoko.
Gotcha, man.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom's coming out on the Wii, of all things.
In Japan. Nice.
And, I think I'm going to import that.
Yeah, I think I'm right there
and
with you.
And I'm going to import a... No.
The Wii's not region free. Oh damn.
I have to import a Wii to go with it, I guess.
Or modify your Wii. I do not suggest that. By
Interactive
the way,
Distractions does not condone modifying
Very
your
bad.
System.
Don't do that ever.
Moving on.
What? Yeah, moving on.
Moving on. So speaking of Xbox Live Arcade, which was, a story and a half ago.
Where are we now?
Obviously,
transition
I'm not
stories.
Nearly as good at this as Jeff is.
There's too many cosplayers.
Actually, I have another phone call. Hold on.
Yeah, but they're usually men.
Holy shit. Like, the crowd's tripled since we've been here.
I know. It's crazy now.
All for the show.
Craziness with a K.
Not really.
Well, everybody's loving Braid.
Speaking of which, I haven't seen anyone cosplaying the Braid guy. I would have expected that. It would have been creepy. There are a lot of emo kids here, but I haven't seen the Braid guy.
It would
guy.
Be awesome if they were, like, walking backwards the entire time, too.
Hell yeah.
they'd be walking, and all of a sudden, they'd just... start walking backwards out of nowhere.
The escalator goes backwards with them.
He tries to jump off the balcony. Damn. No luck.
It's always funny when cosplayers act out their character.
Yeah.
I have to bring up the video of Dan that I posted in the topic. Doing his super taunt. That was awesome.
Yes, that was awesome.
But I will say
it's pretty sad if you're Peter Griffin and acting out Peter Griffin.
Not that we've seen a Peter Griffin.
Not at all. I'm looking around for him right now. Yeah. He's
right
stalking us.
You didn't give him a card, did you?
No.
Okay, good. So he's not going to listen to the podcast, probably.
Right. That's fine.
All right, cool.
Okay.
I was like, who knows him?
I made him sound like a...
So yeah, Braid came out recently, and we got a new review from Braid.
Yeah, I did hear
from,
about this.
From Soulja Boy.
He
released a YouTube video about how much he enjoys Braid.
Yeah.
We need to know.
Along with other substances at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because, I take his review over, like, GameSpot, or I probably would take it over GameSpot. But over, like, 1UP or, someone I hear on
BG
totally. Or something like
totally.
That, Definitely.
Yeah, of course.
Soulja Boy is,
he's keeping it
the
real.
The source.
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
And, it's one of those things where he basically said that he wasn't, he just thought it was funny that you could rewind all the time.
Yeah.
But,
Look at that, the motherfucker don't die. He just...
I've had a few drinks, people. I'm really sorry.
Why
are you doing the Soulja Boy dance?
Yeah.
Get up.
In reality, is his review going to stop any? Actually, I think I want to buy it more now.
I think too. If Soulja Boy didn't like it,
I'm going to have to buy it again.
I'm going to go back in time and buy it all over.
I'm going to go buy another Xbox and download it on that one too.
It's still only buying it once, really. You're not adding to this.
So I think this one is worthy.
It's worthy of a
Who gives a shit? Vanessa, where were you?
I was there. I'm not as loud as you guys.
Try it
again.
I had no idea what was going on.
Try it
again.
Matthew,
I just got here. Who are you people?
We have to say who gives a shit.
All right.
Because we don't care what he thinks about Braid.
Yes.
I'm in a room.
As a matter of fact, I seriously do want to buy it more now that he said that.
I don't care.
Soulja Boy, I'm sorry that you don't like a game that takes a half bit of intelligence.
Okay.
I don't get it.
So me and Matthew. One, two, three.
Who gives a shit?
I like it.
Hey, that was pretty good.
I was waiting for you.
We got those
higher. I skipped Gibson, just went to who shit.
Who shit?
Who shit I do?
The bear
Everybody
in the woods.
Everybody does.
Cool. All right. Well, that is our news. Cool. So I think we'll take a break real quick.
Not bad. Not a bad job. Yeah. Did okay with
that. This is weird. It's definitely different having
dynamic
everybody in,
kind of
everybody
going
in person.
On.
I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about cosplays, since we're at a con, after all.
Yay.
Oh, wow.
We'll do
con!
A
con! Excellent timing.
Dude, you just got points for that.
Yeah.
Then we'll do a really quick new releases, because we're only going to cover things that are pertinent this time around. We'll do some emails and new question of the week, and we'll be back right after this.
Cool.
Hey, everyone. My name's Dale Coolis, and I am host of the podcast On Tap, found on the VGEVO Podcast Network or on our new website at ontappodcast.com. And our podcast is a video game alternative podcast. You know, there's a ton of other awesome podcasts that cover the latest happenings of the industry well. So what we do is we focus on reviews, retro reviews, roundtable discussions, and we even make sure to talk about a lot of the dreaded pile of video game movies. If you want to give your iPod or other audio device of your choice something different to listen to, check us out. Look for us on the VGEVO Podcast Network or on tappodcast.com. Thanks.
Man, I got Ice Baby stuck in my head for some damn reason. I don't know why.
Dum 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 da dum dum.
And with that, welcome back.
Hello. What?
I hope I can amplify that enough to let people hear it.
That was not meant for other ears.
Dude, where did Ryan? There he is.
Hey,
so,
Ryan.
So we have one of our buddies here that just happened to drop by. So we're going to let him talk about what he's been playing this week before we move into the feature.
It's your show, man. Go for it.
Ryan, tell us what you've been playing lately.
Well, I started out last week. I got a pre-order for Warhammer Online, so I went ahead and picked up the beta.
Oh, sweet.
Played that around. I really enjoyed the RVR. It actually feels like you're in a war campaign. You know, it's not just you like running around. I mean, you run around and do quests, but everything you do accumulates to the war effort, so that your side will win.
That is really neat.
Yeah, it's really big. I like how there's not much of a gear grind in it either, which is hugely surprising, you know, for an MMO.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I've been playing that. I picked up Spore, which has been, like, dominating a lot of my time.
Yes.
Vanessa knows about that, apparently.
Yeah, it's fun. I just keep on creating new planets over and over again because, you know, you make your creature, and then after you get past the creature phase, your creature is in that position for the rest of the game, so it's like I have like multiple save games with multiple creatures and everything.
Okay, now I overheard you talking about something with Spore about what you did to David.
Yeah,
why don't
you
tell us what you did to David.
I let him use my account to create a new game, and I didn't realize, and he put it on his computer, so he was using my login and stuff on his computer, and he created. And he's playing offline, which is really weird. He's playing offline. He created his guy. It still somehow found it onto my game. When I started up my new game later and made my creature, like, and I went into my little tribe area and I started expanding out, I saw the creatures that he made.
Oh, and nice.
And they weren't around for long because I went over there.
Ryan's a
pacifist
like
in mine. I'm like, I'm going to dance with mine.
They were carnivores, and I'm a total herbivore, so. No, I don't want them to come over and eat me. But, and then I picked up Force Unleashed for PSP.
Cool.
And It's pretty sweet. Obviously, it's PSP, so it's a bit scaled down from the 360 demo I played. But I'm still having a lot of fun with it. It's interesting with the story. It's making me go on to Star Wars Wiki and, you know, do a lot of background research on that because I love getting involved with, like, game lore.
I hear that that's one of the things they did pretty well with this one is that they actually made the story really good.
Lucas approved it and everything. So yeah.
Well, Lucas approving it doesn't really help
very
much.
Come on.
Did you see the first three episodes? Yeah. Come on now.
But it doesn't look like the game was made for his children.
No.
So okay. It's pretty fun. I'm enjoying it.
Awesome.
But cool. Yeah, that's what I've been up to
How
this
week. How is it, technically, I guess? Because, like, I got it for the PS3. And it's got little minor design flaws with it, like hit detection,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Like the lock on is terrible in this one.
My biggest complaint with it is the camera. I don't know if it's like for the PSP. I don't know if it's like this for the other systems. But you cannot physically move around the camera if you stop in order for it to get the camera
reset it.
To face it. To reset it back to a third person, you have to stop and wait for it. To come back.
Oh, so there's no like button without automatically have it like zoom around or anything.
Right. Now I haven't really messed around with the camera options that much, but by default, there is no way. And it wouldn't be that hard because you're using the stick on the PSP. So if they made it to where if you use the directional pad, because the only thing the directional pad is used is for holding R and pressing down will lock on your target, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically, they could use left and right buttons.
So you hold R and push down on the D-pad to do something?
To lock
down. So why
down.
Couldn't they do not holding R and using the D-pad to move the camera?
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, moving up and down isn't that important, but moving left and right for the camera would be beneficial. So, but like I said, I haven't really messed around with the camera options, if there are any. I haven't really checked into it. I've just been too much into the game.
See, one of the things that I really liked about the whole thing about Force Unleashed is that every system seems to have something different that to bring to the table.
Yeah.
And the two that I was interested in is, you know, either the PS3 or the 360 one. And the PSP one. And the PSP one, it's got the historical missions. Have you done any of those yet?
Oh, cool.
I don't think so.
All right. Cool. Well, you have to...
Like, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to send us an email or something when you get to those and tell us what you think.
Definitely. Oh, there's also a versus mode. I don't know if there's one of those for the other modes.
No. Is it really?
Yeah, there's a versus mode where you can pick, like, classic Jedis. Like, you can be Anakin, or you can be all sorts of, like, different classic Jedis. And there's a... You can, like, practice against other Jedi in a versus mode, or you can do a wireless multiplayer.
Holy crap.
Cool. For a versus mode. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And, yeah, from what I heard, it's not on the other systems.
Yeah.
So that's something else that the PSP versions bring to the table.
Very cool.
That's a little incentive.
Well, thanks, Ryan.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate you jumping on and telling us what you're playing.
No problem. But, yeah, I'll keep you guys informed on how that...
Do you guys hear
cool.
The
we'll see you at Copeland's in a couple hours.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Speaking of fucking with your roommates' characters, I used to play The Sims with a friend of mine actually, and I'd boot up his game, and then you know how you kill Sims characters, you put them in like a box room.
I just
Vanessa knows about that.
Take out the I just made mine
Miss
go
Black
out
Widow.
The road.
Put them in the pool. Take
put
out
the
ladder.
Get rid of the children, marry them off, gain some more money.
How else are you gonna make money in the game?
You put like a bale of hay in there and like you know like a fireplace or something like that.
Yeah.
After a while, naturally, it's going to
eventually, bust. It's going to catch on fire.
We'd start saving it, you know, just at random intervals, and we'd know, you know, which one would, you know, like the next save is going to actually going to kill the guy. So that's when we'd leave it. So he'd log in, and 10 seconds later, his characters go up in smoke. So they start screaming. Reaper comes. Oh, shit. That's fun. Oh, nice. The good old days. I'm sorry, Jay. Fuck you.
Yeah, there you go. Let him drown.
Awesome.
All right.
So let's talk about some cosplay.
Do it.
Here we go.
Why don't we start with something different besides an email?
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, you know,
what
we've
show
got,
am I on?
We have Crystal over here, and she's doing a couple cosplays.
Oh,
and then we
that's right.
Pass it over to you know. I still think we should pass it over to Lisa and let her talk about.
You
her
can
cosplay.
Use my mic because she's sick, and I was like, you know, don't use.
That's all right.
Anyone's
she's,
mic.
She's sick, but she can
germs.
Still talk a little bit.
Matthew's got a little cosplay too. He can talk.
She's
about.
Got a really like sexy voice right now too, which is nice.
I don't have a fever.
There you go.
Fever.
No fever, so we're good.
All right. Well, Crystal, why don't you tell us what you're cosplaying as?
Doctress. I can't hear you.
What? You're talking to the mic.
Come over to the mic.
No, I was just curious. Currently or over the weekend?
Both.
Okay, well, currently I'm dressed in my lazy costume, which is Meryl Silverberg.
Meryl.
Calm down. From Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear.
4, technically, but...
I
I mean, I don't think it really matters.
Who happens to be her favorite character in the game? Whenever there was a scene, wherever there was a scene with Meryl in it, she would like get gleeful and.
It, yeah, but she's funny. I just think she's hysterical the way she's like so mean to Aki. But anyways, yeah. So this is my lazy costume because it's really easy and I can wear it without like killing myself. and tomorrow I'm going to be Noriko from Heavenly Sword.
Excellent.
Hot.
About 2 hours before I like faint and die. So.
Yeah, the hair and the headpiece are very complicated. It's
and painful.
She probably won't have it on that long. It's probably going to be one of those things like, hey, baby, you're dressed up. Come on the video. Okay, go change.
And we're done.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool. So,
that's all I've got this year.
All right.
Not bad.
Something.
You want to let Lisa talk about
Lisa
her?
Lisa Ace Tracker. Come here, girl.
Yay. I'm sorry, I'm sick. 1 second. Got a little bit better. Anyway. I've cosplayed a couple different things before, but this is going to be my first like one with a prop. So I'm doing Kai from Heavenly Sword, and the funny thing is that we didn't even plan it. We both had decided to do these characters.
Yeah, it was totally
separate,
cool too.
And then we were like, as soon as I found out she was doing Noriko, I was like, oh sweet. Well, then that makes it even more that I have to do Kai.
Yeah.
Nice. So,
so they're going to be walking around together a lot tomorrow.
We tried to convince Shino to be King Bohan, but it just didn't work
out. That would have been hysterical.
Why not?
You could be the guy with the big like blade things, and I could scream and run away from you.
The gay one.
I'm totally creepy like that. Yeah.
Oh. The asexual one.
Delicacy. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Waving your hands
he did
around.
Seem to have a thing for Kai.
I know, that's what I was thinking. And I have to sit there going, he's gonna kill me!
Cops are like, what the hell?
You can walk around with a rope around your neck.
Mommy! But
and then at the end, you can shoot him.
Yeah, and I get you, asshole.
I like how subtle that was. You can shoot him.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
It's all about delivery, see?
Yeah. I'm not dressed today because I'm trying to just recoup. But I'll be dressed tomorrow. I still haven't finished everything, but I will finish it tonight. I've got the last little bits to paint on the crossbow. The crossbow's very detailed, so
awesome.
Took
nice.
A lot
awesome.
Of work to do.
It's
so
awesome.
It's more form over function. I'll totally help you. I think we should make it out of furniture foam, though.
Out of what?
Furniture foam.
Okay.
I think that would make it the easiest thing to carry and hold, and it could be nice. We could paint it and get it nice and clean. But this is my first time doing a prop building, so it's not perfect. I had to experiment with paper mache. It didn't come out exactly how I wanted it to. It's not perfect, but, you know.
It's still awesome. She's
you'll
totally
all see
over-exaggerating.
It. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to cosplaying. I want everything to look good.
Oh, just cosplaying?
Okay, no, everything. I even went into therapy for perfectionism, so it's true. I did. I had to read a book and everything.
Yeah. How do you know where to go for therapy? I mean, you had to pick the right one.
Dude, I was... well, there you go. Yeah, so no. Anywho.
Well,
so
you guys will definitely see both Lisa and Crystal on the video.
In both costumes.
In both costumes,
sweet.
Hopefully. So, yeah, definitely be cool.
I don't think I could fit into Crystal's. She's got a much slimmer body than me. And you don't want to see a 30-year-old woman in that costume anyway.
It's pretty hot. I've already seen it.
I've seen it. But on her.
And you can too for $2.95 per minute.
Whoa!
$1,900. See Lisa.
And then we're going to put Shino in my costume.
Oh. It'll fit on my leg.
Right now, I'm done with this.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you.
Dude, you just totally got me.
There's no edits in this podcast, by the way. All I'm doing is I'm gonna put some effects on it just to make it sound better, and
that's it.
So, Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're gonna talk to you tomorrow when we do the video.
I love you. Do you want to make out?
Not right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's sexy. Wow. So turning me on.
Whoa.
All right, Jason, we have an email?
We do, actually, one email. This is from Sigma Omega, and Sigma says,
The question at hand is, have I ever cosplayed? And the answer is, no, I haven't. But I will be this school year for a club I'm in where we will... What the fuck?
What?
I'm drinking, but... No,
we
I'm
wear?
Actually reading this verbatim. In Greer, we will go to an anime convention in Harrisburg.
Wait, there's a class where they go to an anime convention?
That's pretty cool.
Apparently. That is, that's what he said.
Sweet. I'm down for that. Who will I be cosplaying is Ryoma Echizen from the Prince of Tennis anime. Why? Because the Prince of Tennis is my favorite anime, and that's pretty much it. Love the show. I mean, who wouldn't? I don't know. And keep up the great work, Sigma Omega. Cool. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Sigma. He actually sent us a Wikipedia link for the person that he's he's cosplaying, and I actually haven't clicked it. So I just clicked it.
Are you sure you want to?
I don't know, man. You know, Sigma Omega, he's got some screws loose. No, I'm just kidding, dude. Totally cool. But yeah, so I'm while that's loading up, because the internet down in the lobby of this hotel
Blazing
is
fast internet in
wave
the lobby
of the future.
Renaissance wave
super
the
fast.
Thank you, Renaissance Wave. It's free. What the fuck?
So what have we seen so far at the con?
I've seen all kinds of crazy shit. You know what? I will go on record to say that I've seen more video game cosplayers here than anime. I'm not even kidding. With the exception of Naruto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we throw them out, then I think, you know, there's tons of Final Fantasy, there's tons of Smash Brothers, fighting games, all kinds of shit.
We actually have a friend that's dressed up as Aerith.
Yeah, that's true. That's cool. True.
Or Aerith, depending on which version you play.
Which way you swing.
All right.
Which way's which?
No,
I think my favorite costume I've seen so far was the Donkey Kong. Have y'all seen that one?
Yes. No, I haven't
There's
seen
a guy
that
who it's looks like he basically took a gorilla suit and put a tie on it.
It's nice.
It's so ghetto, it's genius.
But that's exactly the reason for doing it.
Exactly. He knows it's crap.
Speaking of, there's Chitara and Poison Ivy.
Hello. Is that fucking Chitara? There's
dude, Chitara.
That's on the legs, though.
That's on her shoulder. Just on her shoulder.
Yeah,
my wife's running over there right now. Hopefully, didn't
Chitara's
punch her.
Chitara's got a nice ass.
Uppercut.
By the way, the fact that Jason and I are definitely guys is going to come out in the video.
Poison Ivy actually just pushed people out of the way so she could be in the
Get
shot.
The fuck back.
I thought Chitara
was
about
ruin
to
ruin my view. Well, she's
Lisa's taking a picture.
Poison Ivy would do that.
Wait, does she have handcuffs?
And now I think
that other chick has handcuffs.
Oh my god,
this is about to get really kinky.
My pants just got tighter.
Dude, don't say that next
week. Wait, what? 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 My shoes.
What do you mean, who's he?
Oh,
that's your boy, man.
Yeah.
Go take a picture with your boy.
She's running.
Right? Crystal is running to take a picture with someone that's...
Horrible sing-along vlog.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that Leon? Who is that?
No, no. It's the new
I have actually never seen that.
Really?
Hey,
no.
Kick ass now.
No, actually, I'm not, because she will. She hates being picked up, dude. She hates it.
Kick his ass, you bass.
She seemed to like it that time. I don't know.
She jumped up.
Yeah, she helped him.
This is entertainment. I'm sorry you all aren't getting to see this.
I know, really.
Video
this is
this
when
one.
We need to have the video right now. No, seriously. She hates being picked up. So if she's holding on, it's for dear life. That's what it is.
All right,
dude,
high
he
high
picked
fives.
Your ass up.
did you get Chitara's number?
Totally.
Did it scare
That's
the crap
awesome.
Out of you?
What about
Vanessa was worried. Oh, she was like, she's holding on really tight. I'm like, yeah, because she's scared shitless at this point.
That was
did you invite them to hang out with us tomorrow at the video cast?
I didn't.
Tell Chitara to paint on
Lisa
the
is on top of it.
All right, anyway.
Let's see. What
you got the picture of.
Oh, there's that girl.
Yeah, picture's up.
Yeah.
Dude's in a white baseball cap, and there's only really one. Oh, wait. Let's see.
Wait, what is he called?
I'm looking for. Oh, there's a little animated GIF of him.
Prince of Tennis. Do you want to move around?
Oh, no.
Hold on a second. Here we go.
So
let me show this
right
to everybody at the table.
That dude just got hit.
Clock.
Oh, he just knocked the hell out. That's the dude
okay,
dressed in
the dude.
Best. So he's got like this white tennis cap or the baseball cap.
Looks like Speed
Man,
Racer.
He is like the bomb at tennis.
I never watched any.
Don't say that because she's like super addicted to Speed Racer now after seeing the movie.
The movie, I loved it.
I know.
Incredible.
Did you see the cosplayer with the helmet that was two sizes too big?
Yeah.
Oh my god, was that a ninja?
He looked very
Best
happy
line.
To be being Speed Racer.
What else have we seen? I've seen...
We just saw a Gambit while...
Yeah.
Oh,
there's about 20
we
Jokers here. Thank you, Dark Knight.
There are 20 Jokers here. We actually had a friend...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, no Batman.
Yeah, no Batman.
Jokers
but
like, dump your face in some white crap.
Okay, that was dumb.
Yeah, but Batman has
white crap. Is it bird crap? I mean,
it's bird crap.
That's white.
That's white.
All right, cool.
Yeah, and you know, don't even bother.
Bloody white bird crap.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that was too far.
None of them are. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, I saw that coming. It was a whatever.
Halloween is gonna be worse.
Yeah, got a lot of people left over from Dragon Con. There was a guy in a Star Trek uniform somewhere.
Yes, I know. What is that about?
He's utterly confused.
Is he still right beside? Yeah. He still
looks
is.
Like Napoleon Dynamite. No,
it's like Napoleon Dynamite, Captain Napoleon.
I do want to point out that there are a couple of dudes here dressed as the main character of No More Heroes, which is pretty freaking awesome.
Yes, I've seen a few of them.
We've seen quite a few really good cosplays.
One has a better lightsaber than the other.
Yeah, we saw the Genova.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Set myself up for that.
Is that like this century's your mama or something?
Yeah
pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a very weird Mario coming down the stairs.
Do what?
There's a weird Mario coming down the stairs.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, there's a Tifa.
Tifa.
And
Riku. Right, you can find everything.
There's a Mario. I haven't actually seen a Mario or a Luigi or.
I thought was
Mario was just walking by. So
is that
and there's
Parappa?
A Riku.
There's a Parappa hat. Parappa?
Dude, where?
What? Parappa
where?
Hat at least. Oh, I don't know if he's actually doing him. He's got the hat at least.
That's a different one.
He's got the ears. Nah, maybe not. Maybe
this
it just
is
looks
great
like
for
it.
Fucking radio.
I know, right?
Is that supposed to be Gumshoe from Phoenix?
Yes. Dick Gumshoe.
Oh, it is.
Like you said.
And this isn't even the busy day. We're filming the busy
more
day.
More video game characters than anime characters here.
I'm telling you.
Tomorrow there's going to be naked people everywhere.
Oh, boy.
And the No More Heroes guy is going to go pee now, so we're waving him goodbye.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do this.
You got to go save.
Yeah. Jason,
yeah.
Have you ever cosplayed before?
Kind of, sort of. Halloween stuff. I don't think I'd ever do it at a con, but for Halloween, I played as Snake Eyes one time from G.I. Joe.
Snake Eyes!
Snake Eyes!
And Lisa was Scarlet. So.
Fantastic.
In the comics, they have a little love affair, so it was apropos.
Aww. Yeah, he actually did do a pretty damn good Snake Eyes. Do we have pictures of that?
We do. Yeah, Rena's got some.
So. Does she? Okay, we need to post some of those.
No, we don't.
Were you mute? We do. That was a pretty cool costume, man.
Were you mute the whole time?
You guys didn't want to see it. Fuck it.
It was Parappa.
Good.
Sweet. Hopefully we'll see him for the video tomorrow.
Instead of cheese, did you say, you gotta believe? That was really lame.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
Apparently someone had to get a picture.
Crap.
Oh my gosh, is that like a German Mario?
What? German Mario?
Right, yeah, he's wearing the gray. Right next to the Yuna.
He looks like a German soldier Mario.
I think that's the one I was talking about.
Oh, is that the one?
Oh, yeah.
That's
the weird one.
That's like Bionic Commando,
yeah,
Dr. Mario.
That's a fun part.
I wish we were filming now.
The moral of the story is you need to get your ass to AWA. Hang out with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Check out all this cool cosplay.
All right, Eric, have you ever cosplayed before?
I've done little dress-ups for Halloween, but the most recent thing I did, I actually went to the Auburn Anime Convention and was dressed up as the Burger King. But I determined that was a really bad idea because when you got a lot of 12- and 13-year-olds running around, they act pretty crazy and try to pretty much destroy you.
Yeah,
so I think I had like 13 Mises or whatever from Death Note chasing me.
Oh, my God.
Trying to write my name in their books and all this. And I determined I don't think I was ever going to cosplay again after that experience. So.
Totally turned off by the cosplay. What's that?
I'm doing a bit of a social experiment. I'm going around and I'm asking a question.
This dude's in.
You answer the question, you give me any question to ask the next person I see.
Let's have you back up a second. We've got a mic here. We're actually doing a live show, so if you...
Yeah, we're doing a podcast.
What the fuck?
Well, that's perfect. What I'm doing is I'm going
around... Okay, let's get you on the mic here. All right.
What I'm doing is I'm going around and I'm asking the next person I see a question. If you answer the question, I will ask the next person I see a question of your choice. Now, you were the first person I saw, so if you answer the question... I'll ask the next person I see. I'll spin around in a circle. You say stop. That question.
All right, dude. Disclaimer. Husband. Just so you know.
Inches right here from asking a guy, from asking a girl if when she last did porn. So I really don't care.
Wow.
Sure, they have me walking up to a 14-year-old girl and going, "What do you like of Bible Black?"
Oh.
Yeah.
Most of you guys don't know what Bible Black is, but let me tell you, it's pretty sick shit.
Yeah.
All
right.
Favorite anime.
Wait, why do I know that?
In that sense. Yeah, what you would want to... We're going into bestiality here. Congratulations for Rule 34 and BTARs. Anyway, favorite animal in that sense. You answer it, you give me a question, I will ask anybody I see.
What was the question again?
Favorite animal of what?
That you'd wanted, apparently, in that sense.
Favorite furry?
something.
Human.
Well, not sheep because their assholes are too high.
I mean,
right, but the cliffs. Remember the cliffs.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, them up against there. Just right. As long as you answer me truthfully, and I will watch your odds.
Yeah, I'd have to give the. That's. My
chipmunks are fucking amazing. Let me tell you.
So
my husband is my favorite.
Go team male.
Go team male. Give me a question. Ask the next person.
Armageddon.
Matthew, help me out. Come up with something.
That's your husband.
Don't ask me.
Husband, come up with something. Do you like the Burger King in that sense?
What? Oh, do you like the Burger King man sexually? Okay. Can you close my eyes, turn around. Tell me when to stop.
Okay. Stop.
That dude. Right over
that
there.
That dude over
the
there.
Sounds
you gotta
good.
Go follow.
You
guys all right.
Vanessa asked him the. He's now going to ask the question, do you like the Burger King man sexually?
Oh, I just thought of a question now. What was this for your parents and when they conceived you?
Oh, God.
You're not on the mic, dude. I don't know if you got that.
I just thought of one. It was like a, what position were your parents in when they conceived you?
Okay, I should probably mention first of all that the last thing I ever want to think about is someone else's parents or my parents having sex.
Exactly. Right.
The next thing is, I'm adopted, so I don't have to answer that question. It's awesome.
That was a very weird situation.
That was.
I still have parents. It's an anime con.
Yeah. All right, now where were we?
We were talking about
I was
about
mentioning
cosplay.
The Burger King. Yeah, I think I was done.
Yeah.
And now this guy's going to be fantasizing about the Burger King.
I know.
God, I hope he doesn't know that I was dressing up as the Burger King.
Yeah, well, so I don't know. Maybe he's listening in.
Oh, he's asking Gumshoe.
I hope he gives an update.
That was
the one he went to. Z, have you ever cosplayed before?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Who have you cosplayed as?
First time I did it was Snake from Metal Gear Solid 2 and Sam Fisher from Splinter Cell, or just a Splinter Cell character.
That's almost the same costume.
Yes, I was here last year and the year before that, I think.
Are you cosplaying Snake this year?
Yes, because I was too lazy to make a new one. So, yeah.
if the old one's good. If the old one's good, then you don't have to
worry about
it.
Well, I brought some extra toys with it, so yeah. So we'll see.
That's what she said.
I was going to do it that time. I was leaving it alone.
You shouldn't have. You could have gotten dibs for that. You know.
It was too easy. That's what she said.
It's never too... Oh!
Snap!
Vanessa, have you ever cosplayed before?
No, actually, I have not. It's something I've thought about, but I have no sewing skills, so... Because a lot of our friends do cosplaying, and they... One of our friends does some really awesome stuff, and actually she's here too, and she's doing one of the panels tomorrow, but the makeup one.
And oh, stuff, you wanted to go to that
Yeah, actually, that's a little cool.
Yeah, she's doing that with one of the other, I don't know the
Yaya?
Other girl.
No, Katie, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know her personally, but it's Mary and Katie are doing the stage, because they're both theater majors, so.
Beard majors?
Oh, theater!
Oh.
Bread!
By the way, if I hear something that sounds like something else, I'll jump to conclusions.
So. Like a retard.
That's how I got my last raise.
Do you have a jump to conclusions, Matt?
Damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I saw that coming, too.
No.
I did not mean to offend anyone with my retard comment.
I did. Screw you, retard.
When I think of retards, I think of, like, stupid people by...
Short butt.
Yes. No! Like you.
Oh, I thought you were like the ones that are... Yeah.
No.
Things are getting personal over here.
So, Chris, have you cosplayed? Yeah. I think you're the last one left.
I have cosplayed once. I cosplayed as... if you've heard our past shows, then you know that Jason and I... This is not the first time we've worked together. Jason and I worked together on a game site... Or not game site, but a site called Pocket Otaku.
Yeah.
And Lisa actually worked on it also. She did a lot of art for
She's
it.
The artist, yeah.
And what it is,
nice.
it's basically a site where you... you've heard of Gaia. Everyone's heard of Gaia.
Yeah.
Well, Gaia has that little thing. Yeah, they stole our shit, basically.
I'm getting belligerent now.
I was belligerent when I went to Best Buy and I saw a little fucking Gaia money card bullshit.
Fuck the
thing.
Fucking fuckers.
Fuck you, fucking fucker.
I didn't think Gaia was that fun, just to let y'all know.
wait. Are you saying theirs wouldn't be fun?
No, I'm saying Gaia wasn't fun.
Okay. Well, ours would be so much better.
Anyway, back to the subject. Shut up, Eric.
Basically, Pocket Otaku was a community where you got to think up your own idea for a character, and you gave us a description for that character, and we drew it in a chibi anime form.
Cool.
And Lisa was one of the artists. Our friend Serena was one of the artists, and they did a great job. Well, my character Shino, I actually cosplayed as him one year.
Okay.
And it was actually a very rushed job. I think I started it about a month before the con started. And he has very complicated armor. So it didn't turn out as great as I would have liked it to, but it was still pretty good. So, you know, one of our random questions that came in last week was, who would you cosplay? I'd love to do Shino again, but this time with like vacuum pressed armor and that kind of thing.
Nice.
The one thing that was really good about my costume were the sabers.
He had
fire. He has two fire sabers.
Nice.
And basically, the concept behind Shino is that he can control fire, and he also has like slight telekinetic powers. So he has two sabers that are enchanted by fire. And basically, the way I made them is, you know those stupid retarded neon lights that people put under cars?
Yeah.
I got two of those, stuck them in a metal pipe, stuffed batteries up them, put a switch on the handle, and zing!
Nice.
And they like light up. It was fucking rad.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we are going to hopefully be putting together the video tomorrow and getting that to you guys.
We're
going to
shoot a ton of shit, yeah. So we're going to walk around just and ask random people, provided they have a cosplay outfit on, and just ask them questions and probably embarrass them and ourselves at the same time. So,
well, we always embarrass ourselves. That's not
right,
hard.
Right.
We're really good at that now.
Excellent. So this cosplay shit is cool. I love seeing costumes that have really detailed, like they have a great attention to detail, and they put a lot of time and effort into this shit, and that's cool to see. So,
yeah, I hope we can find that guy who did has the large iron fist.
Yeah.
I hope we can find him,
because awesome.
That thing is awesome.
That was
very
cool.
Steampunk costume, very cool. Seeing a lot of steampunk
around. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I thought it was Hellboy for a second.
I thought the same thing. I thought it was Hellboy.
Doom, yeah.
And I'm like, you don't look like Hellboy at all. That can't be it.
Yeah. It's like all Victorian dress.
Yeah, no.
Like, weird.
Okay. But yeah, very cool costumes this year. So we're going to be bringing some of those to you, hopefully. And, that video is going to be coming out as soon as we can get it. I know it's going to be a lot of work for Jason, but it's work that he loves.
Yeah, I do.
So, stay tuned for that.
I'm a sucker for that shit. What can I say?
Cool. What do we have next? What do we usually... Oh, we have to do new releases, right?
New releases!
All right, so we basically wanted to do this really fast. So all we did is I went out and I found, the only pertinent releases that are coming out next week.
All the good shit.
Yeah. Lego Batman is coming out for all systems.
Yay!
So everyone needs to go out and buy that.
Yep.
And
did you guys see my tattoo?
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
You guys can't see it, but I'm sure.
Jason is huge on the tats.
On the
He's huge on the Batman.
He's got huge tats.
He's got huge tats.
Wow.
He's got his tats.
Another game that's coming out is Disgaea DS. It's coming out next week.
That's next week.
And that's pretty much the only things that were of any interest. So.
That's all we care about.
Yeah, that's all we really give a shit about.
Well, someone's going to fucking email us now and say, oh, Shiro the Wanderer's coming out.
Yeah.
Why did you give that long?
Shino, you suck. You got shitty-ass releases, and you forgot this awesome Barbie game that's coming out next week.
Sorry.
I'm sure there's a Pets game.
People's.
Yeah. Babies.
Oh, we have an interjection.
What's the interjection?
What y'all did with... I'm addressing Silrain right now. What y'all did with the having your husbands, I think they should have their wives and significant others suggest games, because I really want Jason to play Barbie Horses Adventure.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I really, really want that. So
you know what? That would be no problem for me, because Crystal doesn't play any of those.
That's okay. She can still suggest a game that she wants you to play, though.
I know what she would say. She would say, I suggest you play Dynasty Warriors 6 so I can play it with you. See?
For Eric, I'd be like, well, did you finish Phoenix Wright, the second game for once? Are you on the second or third game?
The second one. I'm on the third game.
I can't remember. It's been a year, and I'm like, would you please hurry up and finish it so I can talk about it with you?
I still think it's much more funny to say Barbie Horse Adventure, and I think that Chris should play Strawberry Shortcake.
Atari 2600 version.
Hey, you know there was an Atari 2600 game of Porky's? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Huh. No, not.
The point of the game was to get up this weird maze to a chick that was in a shower, and all the whole 2-bit pixel bullshit shower thing.
It was hot.
That was hilarious.
That was exciting back in the day.
All right, do we have an email, Jason?
Actually, we're out of cosplay emails, but I do have one more email from someone named Aces High.
I think we know him. We have random questions,
random
huh?
Random questions from Aces High. All right, hello, Indus. Have you seen any of the two live-action Ninja Turtle movies? If so, how do you think they compare to the new CG rendition of the Turtles today? Yes, I know there are three live-action turtle movies, but in my opinion, that one does not even count, seeing as terrible it is.
The third one was awesome.
What?
I think he might be talking about the third one.
I think he's talking about the third one.
Secret of the Ooze, number
Secret
two.
Secret of the Ooze.
Bring back
the Super Shredder.
It's a super. I mean, it had Vanilla Ice's Ninja Rabbit.
Which one's the
ninja.
Ugly
go
one?
Go Ninja.
All right, who should we start? We should start with Eric.
Okay, I've seen all three of them and the new live CG one, and or live CG.
Well, wow.
CG.
Oh, oh, live CG.
Technical leap. Awesome. But I think.
Super 3D graphics. That's awesome.
It's
I actually think I like the newest one the best, though.
Yeah.
It's,
oh, yeah?
It's pretty awesome. The scene
rain
on the rain,
scene.
It's just, when I saw that live, and it's like, I started not being sure if it was animation even, because it was just so freaking awesome. So,
suspended disbelief.
I like that they play tribute to the other two, because you see Shredder's helmet inside.
Yeah, good call.
And also, Playmates, who now owns the rights to Turtles, has made a couple hints that they probably will make another live-action one.
Really?
I'm not sure what they're going to plan on that.
I heard about
Playmates,
that.
The president of Playmates, the toy company who owns it now, they said they kind of want to go. It's not like they weren't disappointed in the old one. No, they just kind of want to try that again. So who knows? Maybe see another live action one.
Cool.
So nice.
So you've seen all three?
Yes.
All four movies,
all four,
I should say.
Yes. I didn't have a problem with the third one, but I got pretty shitty taste. I'll just tell you that right.
Vanessa, how about you?
I've seen all four of them. The first live-action one is definitely my favorite. Quit licking the mic, Eric. That's gross. Someone else has to use that. Anyway.
Not anymore.
I didn't catch that.
The first one definitely is probably one of my top favorite movies ever, just because it's a really well-told story, I thought, back in the day. And then the CG one is pretty good, too. I enjoy it a lot. I had no problem really with the third one either. It's just not one I watch a bunch.
right.
Cool.
Secret of the Ooze, though, is very cool. I mean,
it's
cheesy.
Fun. It's a Super Shredder!
But
best
the first one
ever.
Was not. I didn't think the first one was cheesy, though. I thought it was like a really good movie. The other ones are good for cheese.
And they all keep the same theme. Not trying to sound cheesy here, but you know, it's about family, you know, the four brothers.
And their sensei.
And their sensei. But yeah.
Okay, you know what's sad? Before we started this part of the show, I told Jason that we should do this a specific way. And then I gave the first person to give the answer to Eric. So I totally fucked that up. That's totally my fault.
I knew that was going to happen. Why I'm like, let's
I'm really good at fucking things up.
Don't worry about it.
So, all right. I'm going to go. I have seen all four movies. And I have to agree with Eric on this one. I think the CG one was my favorite. I loved the dynamic that they put between the turtles in it. There's always been that contention between Leo and Raph.
Yes,
right.
But I think they did a really good job. Yeah. Angsty emo Raph.
Yeah.
But they did a really good job. I loved the alternate ego of Raph. I thought that was really cool. Honestly, I was probably in the minority on this, but I actually like the fact that April kicks ass now.
Love it. I forgot about that.
I like the fact
and I like the one guy as a Splinter's voice.
Mako, his last movie, he died right after that.
I know,
that.
He was awesome. That was cool.
Yeah.
With his Fu Manchu looking Splinter going on.
Patrick Stewart being in the movie was a
awesome. Oh,
yeah. Because
he's
I just, anything he does, I love.
Oh, yeah.
Him,
so.
That's Winter. It looks more like fall to me.
Michelangelo is like the best character ever.
His side job.
His side job, yeah. Killer.
Oh, but I like Donatello's job too. He's having to do the tech help
and
everything. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
and he's all frustrated. He's like,
he's like giving Uncharted tech help or something.
Have you tried turning it on?
More fans are calling him to
where
get
their. Where is the minecart level? I do not know where it is.
Jason, how about you, man?
Man, I love all the movies. I was a huge Ninja Turtle fan. I read the graphic novels, actually, before the cartoon
sweet.
Came out.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, shit was near and dear. I loved it.
Yeah. I saw they had some of that in the dealer's room, like with the new guy with Eastman.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
there was something like, what was it called, like First Blood or something?
Yeah.
Like,
you know?
I will check that out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love the old stuff. So this was just, you know, icing on the cake, I guess. So yes, they were cheesy, blah, blah, blah.
It's
I was
good.
A kid, and I fucking ate it up. So. I mean, I even got my like soundtrack from like Pizza Hut. You could like order pizza and you got it. And
Yeah,
so how about the import turtle stuff? Have you seen any of that?
No.
Yeah, the crazy anime? Where they go like
transform.
Power Ranger style
they transform
and transform
into
into
turtle.
Like the super turtle creature.
The hell?
Oh my yeah, God. Yeah, look this.
Like
look
they
this
all
up.
Turn into super
Ninja
turtles.
Voltron.
And then they basically
awesome.
Form the head.
Awesome.
It's messed up stuff.
You like the?
You guys joke, but that is really really cool.
Sweet.
Give it a look, man. And he's gone to go check it out.
I love the CG stuff too. We went and saw that for my birthday, actually.
Cool.
I turned awesome. What? Was that my 30th birthday?
I think so. Yeah.
We went to go eat pizza and then go
see.
Yeah,
we went out for pizza and we went and
was
saw turtles. That was awesome.
That was the plan. And it was cool.
You
and I came in with really low expectations, and I think I was blown away because the modeling was great.
Oh,
CG
yeah.
was wonderful, and yeah, it really cool shit. So.
Yeah, because I remember.
I'm all for it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm good.
Sure. I'm not trying to like butt in. This is your guys' show, not mine.
Wait, what?
Go ahead and talk.
Okay, sure.
What
okay.
show? What a show?
I will admit, when I first saw the original teaser for it, you know, when they're hopping on rooftops, the mic falls into garbage, I was like, what the hell is this shit?
Oh, really?
When I first saw that, I will admit, I hated it. Then I saw
I get, like, permanent
dude.
Goosebumps. That was
really?
So yeah. cool, yeah.
I mean, that was kind of cool. I got a fizz, like, what? They look like fucking geckos. it was like Gecko with Geico or something, ninja style.
And the guys back in the costumes.
Yeah. And then we saw it. Yeah, that's how a lot of these so-called diehard fans are like, there's nothing like the original three. It's like, well, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Where's Corey Feldman? Like, all right, guys.
Yeah, where's Rasputin? Yeah. We needed him in CG.
Oh, he was the rat, right?
No, Rasputin the frog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they got
yeah,
the crazy frog.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's old? Rat King, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
I didn't like the third one though. I'll
really?
Admit that.
Okay.
That was
it's
the least
been
favorite.
A while since I've
I
seen
thought
the third
it was
one,
so. Yeah.
My order is the CG one and then 1, 2, 3. That's
yeah.
pretty much.
Pretty much made
like
two.
First yeah. CG, two. Then
there goes Chitara and Poison Ivy again. Hi.
Wave goodbye.
They're hot. I hope we can find them tomorrow.
Rangers. More Power Rangers.
Dino Thunder.
Oh wait, yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah,
shit.
The
we
shitty
got
one.
Red and blue Power Ranger now. We had green before. Where'd you go?
I think it's the same guy, just keeps painting himself different colors.
Quick change.
I just split into two then.
I'm not sure about that one. Get back with me on that one. Yeah. Anyways.
Jeff actually wrote us an email and answered the questions, the
he
random
could
questions.
Not stand being off the show for
exactly.
one week, could he?
Who's this Jeff guy again? No, I'm just kidding.
He's our token Canadian.
Okay.
Now we're going to run around with a sock puppet tomorrow to pretend it's Jeff.
Speaking of which, I am actually Canadian as well.
And
Asian.
Chinese, Canadian. Well, what are you?
Canadian? That's good. I like
other,
that one. Canadian.
Yeah. I marked other on SAT. So, yeah. Fill in blank. Fuck.
Well, he wrote in and actually did not answer this question.
No.
I think he answered one of the ones that that we cut out because it's for next week. And okay. then he didn't answer this one.
Well, all right.
So we'll move on.
So move it on.
So his answer is that he loves all the Turtles movies and he wants to have sex with the Turtles. There you go.
And he likes the third one best.
And he does like
that's
the
that's
best.
The animal that from the question the guy asked earlier. Gosh. That's the animal that Jeff would choose. It would be the turtle.
He told me that offline once. Okay. Question number two: are sunglasses fashionable to wear inside? And
don't Eric? Sing the song. Whatever you do, do not sing the song.
No, I won't sing
no,
the song.
No. Right. I don't like sunglasses at all, actually. And especially these people wearing these giant flight sunglasses.
Oh, Jesus. Aviators, yeah.
The aviators, oh, I can't stand them.
They call them asshole glasses. They don't
asshole glasses.
Assholes.
That's awesome.
Asshole. Go. Okay, never mind. I'm done.
Z, sunglasses inside. What do you think?
No. What's the point? Seriously, unless you're like Secret Service or something, like how I had my, or cosplay, yeah. I mean, seriously, I mean, okay.
If you have an eye disorder?
Then get an eye patch.
And, like, light.
Get two eye patches or something.
Then we have an issue.
Then you look like a fucktard. This fucktard doing wearing two eye patches. What the hell?
Why does he just wear sunglasses? If he has an eye disorder.
Puts on, yeah. I mean, seriously, people, what the hell?
Vanessa, what do you think?
It's not for me personally. If you know, everybody has the right to wear what they want. They need to be prepared to face the consequences, though. If they're wearing sunglasses inside, they can get joked on.
What?
But yeah, did we hear that, or do I need to say?
I don't know. It's like you're trying to steal the mic from us. Like more mic.
Yeah,
stereo.
My mic.
I got to say, it's pretty retarded. If I do say so myself.
What? Sunglasses. Yeah.
I mean, I think I think Itagaki is an idiot because he wears sunglasses all the fucking time. Have you ever seen a picture of him without his glasses? Is there something wrong with your eyes? Are you ashamed of your eyes or something? Take your damn sunglasses off.
He's a lovely man.
I was about to say that as well because I...
Itagaki or oatmeal cookie?
Well, because like
all kinds of wrong, Chris.
He seems like a rock star. I didn't make that shit up, dude. I kind of had a question about that. I'm talking straight from the subject, but any word on like Square and Team or and Tecmo about
Tecmo
that?
Tecmo said no.
They did?
Yeah, Tecmo said no, and Square said as they promised, they backed off.
They backed off.
Yeah, and now Tecmo is working on a merging deal with Koei. And I think they're getting close. Yeah.
And another question is, any word on...
It's in your random question segment.
I don't know, I'm really curious, because these guys are probably in to know about this.
That's
like,
why you joined VGEMO.com.
I bought an Xbox was for Ninja Gaiden. What's happening with that? Any word on Team Ninja?
First of all, I'm sorry.
They're gone. Team Ninja. I know Team Ninja's gone.
There's a lot
that's
of
Itagaki right there.
Yeah,
because like that's a whole reason why I bought
Tecmo Xbox. Says they're working on shit, man. But I mean, until we see some proof, I mean, there's no really no telling.
Because I got pissed off when I heard that.
I think Itagaki is a visionary, and I think he's got a lot of great ideas. I think he's way too high on himself personally.
Oh yeah,
but
he's full of himself.
He's a fucking rock star.
It is
exactly.
Yeah, he is a fucking rock star. He thinks he is. But it is Team Ninja. It's not Itagaki Ninja.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully they are doing some stuff that's still going to be good. And I'm sure they'll put a pretty good head to the studio back in. So, we'll see.
Let's just fix the camera. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
But the camera's not as bad as Two Human.
True.
I just haven't had too big a problem with the Two Human camera. I don't know why. It's just that you won't see some enemies like the Polarity ones, I guess, if they're coming from the wrong side. But otherwise, you're just bouncing around. It doesn't matter.
Bouncing around.
All right.
Game needs a radar.
Are we back on topic again?
Sure.
All right.
You're up.
My bad.
Sunglasses.
Real easy. Fashionable, not functional. Don't do it indoors.
I agree.
Yeah.
You will have problems.
Jeff answered this one.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. Anyone who wears sunglasses inside is a full-fledged fucktard.
Thank you!
Likely wears shirts unbuttoned, one button too many. And for a reason thinks exposed chest hair is the shit.
I bet you they pop their collar, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, or wear two shirts with both of them popped.
Yeah. What the hell?
And then he puts in this, Chris, I'm telling you now, it's definitely not cool. I know, man. I've been telling you that for like a year. You still do it. I don't understand. Damn.
Wah, wah.
Chris is making shit up right now. He's wearing glasses right now. Question number 3. What are your favorite calzone fillings?
Well, that is random.
That is kind of random.
Well, you heard it. Did you hear? You know what his first random question was to us?
What's
Aces
that?
High?
No.
What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Wow.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. What's that?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Fuck that, man. Reese's Puffs all
the
way.
What the hell? Never mind.
All right, back to this question.
Calzone fillings.
Reese's Pieces.
I've tried that.
Not bad at all.
I'll just have to go with the plain old pepperoni and mozzarella. It's a standby, and I always love it.
Exactly.
So.
All right. Can't go wrong.
Is that yours?
I don't like calzones.
Is that because of the ricotta cheese?
You weirdo.
Ricotta cheese?
All right. We have to do this entire show over. You're not welcome anymore.
He's doing so well. I had such high hope.
I know. Oh, hey, he just says he doesn't like calzones. Next thing you're going to say is you don't like pizza.
You're not American.
What?
Which we know because he's Canadian.
He doesn't eat freedom fries.
What the fuck? They're French fries. French fried faggots.
Wow. And he hasn't had a drink.
I know.
Security is coming over right now.
That
we're
water kicked
out of the hotel.
I'm like, did you call someone a faggot over here?
Can you please shut the fuck up? I'm not.
Okay.
All right. Sir, can you stop with the Chinese jokes? But I'm Chinese. All right, it doesn't matter, sir. Please stop with the Chinese jokes.
You're fitting non-Asians with your Asian jokes.
Vanessa, calzone fillings.
Gosh, this is going to be boring now.
Wait, what?
I like cheese and sausage in my calzone.
All right. Clinky.
All right. Chris, what you got? I'm into the pepperoni thing, too, but I put mushrooms in there, too, because
really?
They're tasty.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Excellent. Cool. I have a four combination thing. I've got pepperoni and sausage and black olives and what else? Mushrooms. There we go. And funny story about this, actually. When Lisa and I first started dating,
Well, we weren't even dating then. We were just kind of hanging out. But we went to an Italian restaurant with a bunch of friends, and I ordered a calzone with those toppings, and she looked at me like all wild-eyed. She's demonstrating for everybody apparently right now.
It's very awesome.
And she's like, did you order that for me? Those are my favorite toppings. And
that's why y'all are married.
I think I'm going to throw up.
I realize that's really kind of cheesy.
I just told Eric what my favorite game was, and he's like, I like that too.
It's so sweet. Okay,
that's
moving
on. That's the sweetest story ever.
Right. Jeff says that his are, I'd say, pepperoni, mushroom, and onion. I tried to make, I tried going with a Chuck's mom joke, but I couldn't think of anything.
That's a different show. Right, well.
Not for now, but later.
What's your favorite Chuck mom filling?
Yeah. Oh! There's so many to choose from.
Burn.
Okay. That's it for, is that it for random questions?
That's it, man. That's all I got.
All right, well, let me finish off with the rest of Jeff's email.
Okay, cool.
He starts out with saying, hello, fellow douchebags.
Fuck you two.
At least he knows that he's a douchebag, too.
Right.
Fellow douchebags. That's important. That's
douche
right.
Douche lord.
First things first, and then he answers the questions of the week. Or, I'm sorry, the random questions.
Right, right.
Anyhow.
Wow, what the hell is going on?
Is that Vic again?
Yeah, and there's something major going on.
Maybe someone stole
it's just the ceiling's
car.
Collapsing. Yeah. We'll be fine.
Okay. We're all gonna die.
They're all excited because
like 20 naked people just ran by. I swear,
my God.
They're coming back.
Were they Canadian?
They can't see it.
Anywho, you guys better not be having any fun without me.
No,
not at all.
Whatsoever.
No fun whatsoever.
Suck.
Eric, are we having
so
fun?
Bad.
No.
Vanessa, we having
never.
Fun?
Fuck. What's
no.
that?
Z,
fuck
we having
no.
fun?
No.
Definitely no fun here.
Is this show over yet? It sucks.
I'm gonna cry.
I mean, in all reality, how could you be?
Oh.
Let me think.
I don't know.
I'm thinking.
Here.
There you go.
We've already got our Canadian quotient. So. Sorry.
Jeff's been replaced.
Chinese Canadian who looks Mexican.
Playing the part of Jeff today is Z.
Hello, everybody.
What's up, eh?
What's up, eh?
Word up. Fix the creaky in my roof, eh? Flash the roof.
I'm seeing another Meryl walking by. I've been told to look at her.
Dude, Meryl, fight right now. Do it.
Do it.
He goes on to say, I still haven't finished this freaking email.
Oh, jeez. Freaking email.
I'd write more, but it just so happens today,
as
my mouse
day?
Is in the way. Oh. Today is, as Jason would put it, super the fucking busiest day at work ever. Oh, wait, he says, ever!
With an A.
Yeah, with an R, with an A. Keep it real, eh?
Did he add the A?
Yeah, he did. The nice. Great Canadian Joffy. But he keeps going. It's like you end the. You don't even put PS. You just keep writing.
What the hell?
And some other things pertaining to the first segment. Jason, not funny, man. We treat our moose like kings.
Oh, wait, so random guy did ask the question.
That is
our
awesome.
Favorite animal.
How did he know the answer to that question?
Wow, that's
he answered that one without even knowing about it.
I know, right?
Okay.
Good job.
Chris, it's not MS's fault the economy is going to shit. And for fuck's sake, stop talking about PSU.
Sorry.
Haven't talked about PSU in like 4 weeks, man.
We did it before we started recording. We got it out of our system.
Well, we talked about PS0 for the DS.
Same deal. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Whatever. And of course, who gives a shit? Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
We do love you. We're just kidding.
About loving you? Yes.
All right, cool. What's next?
I don't know. I think that might be it. I think
we're supposed to do question of the week, but we don't have one.
We don't have one.
Yeah.
We'll make some.
We'll figure.
Let's ask that one guy who's wandering around with the question of the week.
Oh,
is.
Jesus.
He's probably going to come back to us because they're going to
He already
around.
Came back once.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. What do you want?
Oh, I wanted
when
an
I
update.
Last had a boob job.
When you last had a boob job. He asked you.
Considering the state of my boobs, I'm pretty sure he's saying no. Never.
This guy's weird.
So, when was the last time you had a boob job, listeners?
What do you want to be shanked?
Yeah, that's the question of the week. Next week, we're going to talk about boob jobs. totally kidding. Totally kidding.
Don't.
I haven't had a boob job either. I don't think Eric has, to my knowledge.
I did. I was having really bad back problems.
See, did you have one?
Well, Lisa, we're not sure if the video is going to be out in time because of editing. So, we will think of a question of the week and we'll post it on the board. So we'll just do it that way.
At VGEvo.com.
At VGEvo.com.
Shameless plug.
Come on, Z. Join
VGEvo.com. It's not shameless, man.
Maybe
we do this
you
every
should
week.
Join.
So, if you want to send us an email, you can do so at email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. You can do that through Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
With the proclamation. I love it. That's my first time ever seeing it. That's awesome.
Nice.
I do that in the studio.
You can also do that through Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Don't forget about Warhawk Wednesdays.
Please don't.
We've got, three servers now, Europe and two U.S., and I think someone's talking about starting a beginner server.
Yeah. I think so.
Which would be good for me because I'm still a noob.
Me too.
I'll always be a noob. Let's see what else. Tell your friends about us. If you enjoyed the show, let them know and get them to listen. If you're on iTunes, send us a review. We'd really appreciate it. I think we're up to a whopping 9 now.
Inflate our ego, please.
That's right. Not that we need much help with that.
No.
And don't forget about our Facebook group.
Yep.
Go sign up, and you know, you'll get updates every once every 2 or 3 months.
Y'all just like updated it like twice this week, though. It was amazing. Well,
oh, yeah. We should mention that. What's it called?
The Podcast Awards?
No, the Extra Life. The Extra Life. Yes. The Children's Cancer donations. Mm-hmm. We are definitely planning on doing something with that. Jason and I have been very busy trying to prepare for this podcast and the video cast that we're doing tomorrow. So bear with us while we figure that out. But definitely go on and check it out at VG Evo. I know that Glenn at PS Nation is definitely doing something with that.
Yep.
And we're going to join in with him on that. Jason and I are actually talking about... getting together at one of our places and doing the 24-hour gaming circuit and filming the entire thing and streaming it online. So we're working on that. So stay tuned, and we'll bring you more about that soon.
You guys can watch me play Bionic Commando on Super the Fucking Hardest and scream and swear and throw my controller.
And I can duck.
Charity.
And I can duck.
Yay.
Excellent.
All for the wee ones.
Cool. Well, let me first, before we go, I have to say Eric, Vanessa, and Z... Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. I hope you had fun.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. Great being here.
Definitely check out Sisters in Gaming.
Yes.
They are about to record episode number 2 this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll be Sunday.
Yeah, they are doing a monthly podcast, and it is for women that are into gaming, and
it's
very, very cool stuff. So definitely check. And Lisa gives her approval as well.
Which is a chick.
Very enthusiastic move.
Eric, I really appreciate you guys coming out to AWA and hanging out with us and being on the show.
Hell yeah.
Thanks. Awesome.
So, yeah.
I'm going to go kick some butt in the Smash Brothers tournament.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's tomorrow night.
Hopefully we're going to be filming that too. That'll be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, y'all.
I think I'm ready for dinner.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Sounds
we're going
good.
To Copeland's.
Need more drinks. Good.
Let's go to Copeland's. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And until next week, I am Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Vanessa.
These are our guests.
Exactly.
The Raisin Asian.
My radio name.
The Raisin Canadian.
Raisin.
And this is Eric.
Raisin.
Thanks a lot. And we will see you next week.
Later.
Yay.
The battery made it. The battery survived.